Delta will certainly benefit from the new Roberts Bank Terminal 2, RBT2, project, which was recently approved by the federal government. That's according to Vancouver Fraser Port Authority, VFPA, President and CEO Robin Sylvester, following the announcement that a new three-berth container facility has been given the green light to proceed at Roberts Bank. Sylvester noted an amenity contribution in the neighborhood of $6 million had already been discussed, with proceeds likely to be distributed to students and community groups. "We're planning a community investment program to provide $6 million to local organizations and students pursuing post-secondary education. Now that we have this first big milestone, we have the opportunity to start engaging with the community about the first part of that funding and work out how the community wants to see that spent," he said. According to the Port Authority, the program includes three components: a community fund, community grants, and an education fund. For the $3.5 million community fund, organizations that support the Delta community may apply for a maximum of $50,000 per year, in line with the Port Authority's existing community investment program. As part of the $2 million community grants component, organizations will be invited to submit grant proposals for a minimum of $50,000 and will be selected based on several factors. The $500,000 education fund will be made available to grade 12 students at public schools in Delta who are pursuing post-secondary training or education. Funding will be distributed in phases. Additional details on the evaluation criteria and application process will be shared at a later date, the port explains. There's no word if the city of Delta will directly receive amenity money.